This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Jones looking right, throwing right. Thomas is down there. It's picked off. Intercepted by Tennessee. Chinobe Awuzie with his first INT as a Titan.
CBS on the call. Chinobe Awuzie. Well, that was a doozy. CBS on the call. Pick last year. Tennessee Titans. Got a big, big contract.
3 years, 36 mil.
Leaving Cincinnati. And I guess had fallen out of favor because they cut him. Signed yesterday with the Ravens. The news came down as we were getting off the air yesterday. And because of the contractual obligations of the Titans, they pay a ton of money and the Ravens get off relatively cheap here.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal. It's you know, Eric talks about right player, right price. This is better than that. This is right player, great price, because Tennessee's paying $7.5 million. He's making $7.5 million from Tennessee to play for Baltimore. He's making the veteran minimum from the Ravens. So it's a great move for the Ravens. And the other thing was, he played for Denard Wilson this past year at Tennessee. Same defensive system as the Ravens. So it's a great situation. You know, he come in and he'll know exactly what he's supposed to do. He's a veteran guy, only 29 years old. And we talked about since the get-go that they were going to get a veteran corner. I don't think they'll sign another one just because, you know, what are you doing with TJ Tampa? And they're going to draft one at some point, too. So I don't know that they need another one. You know, I guess if it was right player, right price again. But, I mean, for the vet minimum, you know, and here's the other thing that, you know, being the Ravens, who they are, and because they're so good, you know, and you got Lamar and your Super Bowl caliber team, guys will do that kind of thing. And they'll come and take the minimum from you because they want a chance at the Super Bowl. So that's a huge advantage that the Ravens has because they're good and got a good organization. So I think it's a great move for them. Costs them nothing. And Tennessee's paying everything. And you bring in another guy that's experienced guy that, I mean, 2 years ago, the Tennessee people thought he was pretty damn good, give him a 3-year, $36 million deal, and he missed a lot of the games. I think he got hurt right away this past year and then came back at the end.
Yeah, he's had some injury problems since their Super Bowl year when he was in Cincinnati.
I think it's a great move. I think it's a great move. You know, and now you go draft a guy, and you got Tampa and another draft pick. And who knows what'll happen with Armour Davis. I mean, he's always hurt, too. So, you know, you can't really count on him. So, very good move.
Yeah, as Jeff Zrebeck tweeted out yesterday from The Athletic, Marlon, Wiggins, Armour Davis, who you mentioned, Vinny, and TJ Tampa, he's now the Woozier, the fifth cornerback. But to your point, no veteran guys coming in. But of the 11 draft picks,
yes,
you know, how many? One, two, six?
I think it'll be one for sure, maybe two. But I think they'll draft a safety, too. You know, so then you got a Darius that can play inside in the slot and do those things, too. So, and then what do you do? You know, if you do draft a safety and you have Washington who can play the back, then, you know, is Hamilton, you know, kind of doing like he did the first year where he's playing up closer, like in that slot kind of thing, too.
Now, since with veteran free agents, with that being addressed, where else might Eric DaCosta look to fill with a veteran free agent? What other positions? And then the others obviously happening during draft.
I think Bob will get at least one defensive lineman. I wouldn't be shocked if it wasn't Calais Campbell. Which I got.
They've been dancing that dance last couple of years, right?
I think they'll bring in a defensive lineman, and I think another. They brought in Jake Hummel, inside linebacker, and I think they'll bring in probably another veteran guy. You know, and they're banking a ton on Simpson, a ton. You know, for him to be a player, he's gotta you know come to the party consistently for the whole year. That's going to be big. It's year three for him. They possibly could draft one in there, too. But we kind of saw last year, Bob, that having the veteran guys in there were much more beneficial than, you know, taking a fourth or fifth round rookie and throwing him in there, too, you know, if Simpson's struggling or whatever. And you got Jake Hummel, who's basically, you know, special teams guy.